It is that time once again, time for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home, blessing women and children in crisis since 1955. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Mr. Ken Adams, again, for turning our conversation into a radio program. We send him an audio file. Next thing we know, it's on the airwaves, and it sounds all professional and everything. Well, Jerry Brenneman is the director of Everything Evangel Home, and we are in her office, as we are wont to do. And we have a guest, Lisa, who's been with us before, and things are in a little bit of transition for Lisa. And we also have Bentley with us today. And while I'm talking, we are posing for a photograph. And so that's a first, Jerry.
So, I know my opportunities when I see them. A cute kid, a beautiful woman, and a funny guy.
That's about as good as it gets, right? Well, why don't we just do a little recap of Lisa's tenure here, because she's found another opportunity.
Yes, Lisa is our funster. That's her signature line. Are we having fun? Are you having fun? Are you excited? Well, just in answering the question, we have to have fun. She has been in daycare as our daycare director for what, about a year and a half? 2 years? You're kidding. 2 years. Is that in people years or dog years? 2 years? I can't believe that. Wow. 2 years, time flies. Lisa has shown great love, great competence, and really great fun. The kids love her. The moms trust her. The staff I was going to say adore, but that's too strong, Lisa. Totally, really, really like her a lot and admire her and listen to what she tells us, which is always. And so anyway, we're going to hate to lose her. But she's stepping out into an opportunity that she was born for and that she has studied for. So we have to hang on to everyone kind of loosely.
Yeah. And we haven't had a lot of chances to interact, Lisa, but a few. We've gotten a couple of interviews. We got to talk to you at the banquet last year in front of a house full of people, and that was fun. And your reputation precedes you, and it was accurate. We had a ball. There's a great picture of both of us just laughing out loud up on stage.
Awesome.
Well, let's back up. Let's talk a little bit about Lisa. Are you from this area originally?
I moved to Fresno from Florida in 2011 to do an internship downtown, and then found out about the need here at Evangel Home for a daycare person from a friend that I made after I moved here. So I applied and I started.
Okay. So 2 years. And what, some highlights? What comes to mind?
I think it has been a real blessing to be here with all the older women who work here and just hear their wisdom and learn from them just in my personal life as well as in the workplace. And so it's just been really great to work with such great women over the past few years, and it's been so much fun to learn and play with all the kids and just to see how that fits into how God's preparing me for the future.
Okay. And Jerry mentioned your training. We'll talk about that. What are you equipped for educationally?
So I am finishing my master's in mediation at Fresno Pacific. So this new job is a position being an on-site mediator at an alternative school.
And she used to try to practice that on staff. I would love it. She would come into moments where she thought maybe there was a little tension and ask if we needed mediation.
I was trying to practice my skills. So,
and she always had plenty of opportunity.
Oh, that's funny. Have you always had a passion for kids? You just love hanging out with kids?
I have always, since a very young age, wanted to adopt children and adopt a lot of children. So through being here, it was a really great experience to see, okay, this is what children are really like out of a Sunday school hour for 8 hours a day. This is great experience, you know, to have exposure to a variety of ages and just to learn how to best help children who come in from sometimes tumultuous backgrounds and just to know they all come in a little different and that's fine and they're all so great, so.
Yeah, they really are. Now, talk about this position you're going to. What will mediation involve at an alternative school?
So most of these children have been suspended from mainstream schools or expelled. So they also might be leaving kind of like a juvenile hall setting. So this is a chance to put them in a smaller setting and try and give them the skills that they need to be successful in mainstream schools. So this position would be trying to mediate conflict between students to allow them to remain in the school so that they don't have to have further disciplinary measures that would further disrupt their education.
Okay. That's pretty important.
Very important. That's crucial. If she can make a difference there, we're going to see fewer problems here.
Yeah.
That's bringing, I think, a whole new way of thinking to a lot of these kids. You know, they're used to just going at it, arguing, whatever. It's a whole new way of thinking, as it might be to their parents also. And I do want to say, if people hear funny growling, funny noises in the background, it's the it's the little guy that she has with her on the floor building Legos.
Yeah, so Bentley is here making wonderful noises, but he's being a very just fine. He's doing well. Yes. He's well behaved.
And he also started preschool today, so everybody's having a great day.
So it begs the question then to me, if it works in this setting, would it work in a preventative kind of setting before kids get to the point where they're in an alternative school?
I think it would. And so this program has been in place for one semester so far, and it's been really successful. So the police department has decided to extend the grant for another year because the results have been so great. So it's big shoes to fill, but hope to.
Yeah, well, that makes if you can prevent that mm-hmm. next step into juvenile hall or into an alternative school and keep young people in the mainstream environment, give them tools to handle conflicts and resolve issues before they become something that needs remediation.
I was just thinking a long time ago, I don't know at what stage of my life, I was involved with VORP, Victim Offender Reconciliation Program, that this sounds very similar to.
Yes.
And one of the things I remember happening, I had only two cases and then I moved on. I would make appointment after appointment to meet the people at the offender's house, and it was young people, and the families would never be there. And it was like that was such an obvious tactic to avoid me. Mm-hmm. And so when I think about that needs to be shared with families, because I don't think it is a natural thing, and it's something you have to learn, and rather than learn this new thing, we'll just skip out. Mm-hmm. Lisa has a captive audience, which is perfect. So again, it's going to be up to those kids to share something with their family, because their natural fallback position will probably be to avoid it.
Yeah, just what's been modeled to them, the only way they know, their only point of reference. Now, what specific age group? I mean, is it K-12 or who will you?
It is junior high and high school, I believe. So around 8th grade and up. So, which is great because so often when these children in their youth years, their education is interrupted, it goes on to affect their future life and their ability to hold a job and it goes on and on. So to be able to kind of re-divert them at this age is such a great idea. So,
now, as it turns out, you're moving on in a couple of weeks as we record this, as I understand it. We're having to hire two people to replace you. What's up with that?
So one of the great things about Evangel Home is that they are constantly looking for new ideas to improve and how to serve the women better and the community better. So one of the ideas that's been on the side table for a little while is to have a more extended daycare hours so that the women could have more flexibility as they job search and as they just have different needs that come up for appointments. And so also for the counseling center to be able to have more appointments throughout the day that go later, etc. So this has been a great opportunity to see what that might look like, to have two people have longer hours to serve the women better.
And we have the two people. They're already on board. They're both dynamic, fun-loving people.
Good.
Good background qualifications, a lot of time working with kids. And we're not quite sure how it's all going to look. They know that. I've been very upfront with them about, we're not sure yet. But Lisa was right. We want to extend the hours. And the only way to do that is to hire another person to be there because the daycare person is out there by themselves alone anyway with the kids. You can kind of suffer from burnout, I think, and we need to really protect our next person. I don't know that Lisa suffered from burnout, but it does get kind of lonely in a way when you're out there all day with the little people. So I think having two people, not necessarily at the same time, is still going to give them their own little team, which I think could be helpful.
It'll also take pressure off of the other program managers because when I go on vacation, yes. they need to fill it with the women. They need to take all these other steps, which takes time out from the things that they really need to be focusing on. So I think it'll be a trial process, but I think it'll work out really good.
Vacation?
Well, past vacations. This is an extended vacation. So,
and, you know, it's one of those things, too, that we try to do the very, very, very best we can do for the kids. And so when Lisa is gone and we then need to call on the moms to staff daycare, that's not doing the best for the kids because then they tend to be more caretakers. I think if we didn't want to have daycare and we didn't want to pay staff, we didn't want to do all that, we could have kind of a co-op and we could have each of the moms take turns to watch all the kids. We don't want to do that.
Right.
We really want to be able to teach the kids. And the other thing that I'm excited to do that maybe having extended daycare hours will help us, we right now have 3 or 4 teenage girls on campus in the apartments. We've never had that many. We've had 1, 2 at the most. And there's nothing less cool than being a teenager and being in a shelter.
And in a daycare.
Yeah.
In a shelter.
Yeah. In a daycare. So it's like they can't stay in their house all day. Mom is gone. You have to go to daycare and you're 13 years old. Oh, but we think having an extended daycare time, that person can then kind of mentor the teenagers.
Wonderful. I think that's a win-win. I think that's terrific. We're going to miss you. I love your smiling face and a wonderful smile and upbeat, fun personality. Going to miss you having you around. We're out of time. Jerry, we've got just enough time to talk briefly about the banquet coming up.
That went
the 23rd.
So fast.
Yeah, and we're all done. The 23rd at
of
Tornino's
September.
Of September, right? And give us a call at 559-264-4714 if you'd like ticket information. We start at 6:30. We quit around 8:30. We're usually done by 8:45. We'd love to have you come and join us. And now we're going to turn this back to, real quickly, how are we doing for paper products?
I don't think so well. We really need toilet tissue and Kleenex.
Okay, there you have it, my listening friends. Bring it today.
We have 12 rolls.
If we needed it, if you needed it at your house, we needed it here in abundance. Ken, it's your turn. Thank you, my listening friend, for joining us on this adventure of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, find them online at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. God bless you. Thanks for joining us this time around. We'll chat with you next time around for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.